ABC News is sounding the alarm about a teen phenomenon sweeping the nation. It's something we find most teens know about, but few parents had any clue of. It's called emo culture. Emo is an abbreviation for emotional. Part punk, part goth, emo kids celebrate sadness and pain. Psychologist Judith Zimmerman tells us ABC4 News, part of the guiding philosophy of emo kids is pain. That's the subcurrent. Our news team began their study of emo culture on the internet, where we quickly found hundreds of sites dedicated to teaching kids what emo is and how to be it. One site instructs, dye your hair black, style it in the gunshot wound, and never be happy. Happiness is a sin to emo culture. In a state where the number two cause of teen death is suicide, experts say parents need to know emo culture and understand it. Not every child who looks emo may be into cutting themselves dark poetry or talk of suicide, says the psychologist. Some of these kids may just be in a phase. It's important to tell the difference between a fashion statement and a commitment to a lifestyle. Parents need to understand the deeper meanings of why their child may be drawn to emo culture. For more information, go to our website.